Hello, and welcome to How the World Begins Again, a feature series about how women artists navigate a life through music in Ireland today. I'm Elizabeth Hilliard, a professional musician passionate about performing the works of living composers. Our title, How the World Begins Again, is a line from an Evan Boland poem about how women artists, poets and composers alike, become visible and heard through their work. So I'm meeting composers and sound artists and discovering how they shape their art, and I'll share some of their work with you. In this episode, A Sense of Place, I'm with three artists, Jane O'Leary, Jen Kirby and Natalia Bayliss, and finding out what place and belonging means to them, how meeting new people from different backgrounds inspires them, and how they've explored new beginnings in their lives and used it in their music.
I never thought I would spend my life living in Ireland, but I've been here for nearly 50 years. In 2022, it'll be 50 years in Ireland.
That's the American-born composer Jane O'Leary from her home in Galway. She moved to Ireland in 1972 from Princeton University, where she had met her Irish husband, who had been studying there on a Fulbright scholarship. I was curious to find out how she had built her career and shaped her work in the west of Ireland, away from the hustle of the capital city.
Well, there is very much a feeling that everything happens in Dublin. I feel that very strongly. And I'm happy to see that a lot of musicians particularly are returning from studies abroad and trying to set up things in their home places outside of Dublin. And in the long run, that's really important, and it's very good to see. Over the years, I did find that my professional life was not in Galway. I loved the community here and I loved sharing concerts, but my own work as a composer was certainly elsewhere, and I would say within the country it was in Ireland, but I like to think that it was an international career for me and that I wasn't confined to Ireland. So I always felt that I needed to think big in terms of making connections in the composition world and the contemporary music world. And happily, I did. So I feel that there's a wonderful international community there for contemporary music, and I'm happy to be part of it. So it's an interesting question whether I see myself as Galway, as Dublin, as Irish, as American, where I had my education and started life, or just part of the international community. I hope it's the last one, the international aspect.
Jane's roots are in New England in the United States, and I wondered what it was like for her, this shifting of place, and whether Galway and the coast connected with her experience there.
I think I'd be quite unhappy if I didn't live near the sea. Now, it's interesting because growing up, I didn't live on the sea. I lived in the centre of Connecticut in a very old village. Wethersfield, it's the oldest town in Connecticut. And it was quite rural, but it was a suburb on the edge of the capital city, Hartford. So coming to Galway, I absolutely love being able to walk and look at the sea, and I do it as often as I can. It's about a 20-minute walk from my house down to Salt Hill, where I often just sit and enjoy the mystery of the sea, the water and the whole mystery behind it, and what is underneath the surface. Where does it bring us if we float away on the water? All these kind of things are part of my music. They're part of my thinking. I'm absolutely fascinated by the sea. So, yes, living in Galway, it's very important. It's also the light. There's a very special light. And interestingly, I know that artists head out to Cape Cod. My mother was an artist, and she, in fact, studied in Provincetown and always spoke about the light at the end of the Cape. And it is quite special, and I find the same thing here in Galway. You know, we're about half an hour behind Dublin as the sun moves. And I enjoy that, and I'm quite sure that it enters into my music because it's very much in my consciousness.
Jen Kirby is an Irish composer, originally from Cork. She grew up in Clare. She's moved often in her life and career and has just moved again to teach electronic music and technology at Goldsmiths University of London. I wanted to know what it is that gives her a sense of belonging.
It's a lot of different quiet places. It's also, yeah, being by the sea as well. So that's something that I'm going to struggle with, I think. But I'll just have to find another way, because the other reason is, you could say that, well, the reason I've liked being by the sea is because I've had the sea. It's exciting to go to different places and to meet lots of different people. I'm probably more inspired by people and places. I find it really interesting to hear people who have had different journeys, their perspectives are informed by that. So I quite like being around people from different places and who have totally different interests as well. That I can't really tell you in a tangible way how that is inspiring, but it's just parts of my brain light up with it. Generally, I find people kind of fascinating anyway. I just love to hear people's different interests that don't come up in normal conversation. I love that. I love to find out the stuff that people think is so uninteresting that they do a particular thing. And I find that really, really interesting and really inspiring to learn about. Just how people think, how everyone responds to everything differently, and how perhaps there is no objective reality and we just have our shared versions of that. And what parts of my view, my perspective, align with your perspective, and what parts that they don't align. I find that really, really interesting.
Jen and I first met over 10 years ago when she was living in Dublin. Since then, she's swapped places quite a bit. First Swansea, then Scotland, all for work. And now, of course, she's in London. I wondered what drives her to move. Adventure? New opportunities? Or wanderlust?
So I haven't really set out a big plan to take these steps in this way. I like to make kind of both long-term and short-term kind of plans. So long-term goals, which are probably a bit more philosophical, and then kind of short-term thinking about what opportunities are there and how environments are changing, how I'm changing kind of around that. And then it is about different opportunities and new adventures, actually. That's kind of a lot of it. I think, well, that's something that I tell myself, that to give myself some comfort that it'll be a new adventure. And it's funny because I think there's maybe an assumption that you're not happy somewhere and that's why you've left. But that hasn't been really the case for me. I've enjoyed my time in one place and now I'm on to another place and I will miss it there. And And I kind of move on appreciating that place, having left it as well. It ends up feeling a little bit like I have connections to lots of different places.
Sound artist and musician Natalia Bayliss is by far the most travelled of my trio. She was born in Kiev, Ukraine, but her family moved to Baltimore in the United States before she turned two. Today, after a lot of changing places, Natalia has found home just outside Carrick-on-Shannon in County Leitrim.
Before this, I have mostly lived in cities, so I've lived in Baltimore and used to live in New Orleans, Louisiana, lived in Dublin for a long time.
That's quite a shift to rural life. I wanted to know how she found it, making this change, and how it affected her work, her art.
We have a lot of visitors, so even though where we live, you might only see a car, you know, once an hour, and it might be quite quiet on the roads, we do have a lot of people that come by, so I do feel like we kind of have a lot of people around anyway, so I don't feel too isolated in that way. But yeah, moving out here was definitely a big shock after living in cities. Having so much space to just hear nothing really but the birds and sort of getting confronted with one's own thoughts then in a new way than one does in urban environment where you're kind of distracted constantly by a new sound passing by. It did change my perspectives quite a bit on sound and just on spending time with myself, something that I really found that I had to learn how to spend time with myself when I moved to a rural environment. Because I think sometimes in an urban environment, it's so easy to just go outside and get lost because you can so instantly get distracted by everything going on, or just pop in here or there, pop in and go to the cinema if you just need a distraction or get a coffee or whatever. But yeah, here it's kind of like you and then the birds and then the wind, and that's sort of it. And then the agricultural work going on in the distance. But aside from that, it's it's quite self-confrontational in a strange way, I found when I first moved out here.
Thank you.
That was from Natalia Bayliss's Invaded by Fireflies, recently released by Cafe Otto on their Takaroku label. Before that, we heard Jen Kirby's Terra Pop from her latest album Being Time, released on Pani Rosas Discos. We also listened to Jane O'Leary's From Sea Grey Shores, performed live by the RTE National Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Gavin Maloney, recently released on Navona Records. Thanks for listening to our first episode of How the World Begins Again. In our next one, The Space Within, I'll be with artists Rona Clark, Una Lee and Jennifer Walsh, hearing their music and how they create it.